Hi guys, and welcome to Books and Music Collide. On today's edition, I'll be reviewing a book titled Dreams Man by Dumebi Eza Ehigato. It's contemporary romance and it's about Dirim, a 27-year-old woman whose sister, Uche, is getting married. The kicker is that Uche, Dirim's sister, is getting married to Nnamdi, Dirim's ex-boyfriend.
Ew.
I was grossed out by this and never warmed up to Uche because of it. How do you steal your sister's boyfriend? The book opens with Uju, Dream's mother, pleading with her to agree to attend the 4-day wedding celebrations with a man, Chichi. I'll read an excerpt from the book. Her mother sighed. It's 4 days of family, friends, and fears. I know I don't want to have a field of questions about your lack of love life, and you have to want it even less. You have to bring a man. Sorry, no. What about Chichi? Dear God, no. Dirim thought about banging her head against the table because honestly, the pain would be less. Mom, no. Why not? He's smart, comfortable, and funny. And his name was Chichi. He was the son of her mother's best friend. The two women had been doing their best to fix up their kids for years. Dirim had resisted with all her might. The last time she'd seen Chichi, he and his mother had been visiting Asaba. He'd been maybe 16 or 17 and smart enough that he was already in the university. Tall, skinny, with two short pants, thick, black-rimmed glasses and a way of peering at her as if she were an uninteresting form of a bug. They'd had nothing to say to each other. Most of the time, I'm willing to take one for the team, but I'm not interested in Chichi, she said firmly. I'd rather deal with the awkward questions. No one was desperate enough for Chichi, certainly not her. Dirim, don't make me use my bad mother voice. Dirim smiled. Mommy, I'm 27. The bad mother voice doesn't work on me. Her mother sighed again. Worry darkened her eyes. Please, I'll beg, do you want that? I'm desperate. I want you to have a good time. She paused. Well, as good a time as you can have at this. And I don't want to worry about what everyone else might be thinking. It's 4 days. The barbecue night, the family reunion party, the engagement and the white wedding. You'll barely have to see each other. It was 4 days trapped in their family mansion at Ezene. Where was she supposed to go to avoid them and Chichi? Dirim hesitated, not just because she adored her mother, but also because the questions from family about why she wasn't married had begun to border on brutal. There she was, the older sister, still not married, no prospect of a boyfriend. Uche could barely go a day without falling in love. Fine, Dirim conceded at last. Just for the wedding, though, nothing more, ever. Her mother beamed. Wonderful. This is going to be wonderful. You see, let me call Neye. Wonderful. Dirim could think of a number of words, but that wasn't one of them. Chichi is also forced by his mother to attend the wedding as Dirim's date. He turns up at Dirim's parents' house, where he's to spend the next 4 days as her date. And hello. He's now a tall, dark, and handsome hunk, who is also witty and sensible. He's now known by the name Dubem. What ensues afterwards is 4 days of drama as Dirim, with Dubem's help, try to navigate their way through family members bent on marrying Dirim off as soon as possible. Dirim's Man is written in simple, clear English, and the author's wit comes across, especially in the dialogues. I love that both main characters were strong characters and that the author made an effort to show their development over the course of the novella. I also liked the exploration of thematic issues around societal expectations and gender roles. My favorite character in the book is Uju, Dirim's mom, because she was just crazy and dramatic. This is a really fun read, and other than the over-the-top end, which had me rolling my eyes, and some typos, which were not enough to spoil the book, but enough to be irritating, I'd highly recommend this book as a funny and entertaining read. You can buy it on Okada Books for 500 Naira. I've included a link at the bottom of the post. The Rims Man is 116 pages, and though a more upbeat song would probably go with the mood in the book, I'm recommending Mad Over You by Ron Town. I think the lyrics suit what happened between the Rim and Duben. Thank you for listening.